I did this. What?
Fire make it big.
Much better.
Fire
hey, everybody.
Oh.
What? Oh, welcome.
What the? Surprise.
Yeah, I got you.
It's always
what
a surprise, kind of.
I watched Tim turn it on. It wasn't a surprise for me.
No.
Well, we're
right
sitting
next
far
to me.
Away over here.
Welcome to episode 20 of the Octavarius podcast.
Oh, man, that's so great.
We've made it 20 episodes, and you've made it 20 episodes too, dear listener.
Is that a dodeca of excellence?
That would be 12.
Oh,
So no.
Let's start over at this end of the room. Let's all sound off.
I'm Chris.
I'm Keith.
I'm Tins.
I'm Mark.
I'm Scott.
I'm Castelvi.
I'm LP.
I'm Cloud.
And it's Brian.
Yay! Let's start off real quick before we get into the question, talking about our shows that are coming up.
Thanks everyone who came to see our show.
Thank you. It was awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hopefully all the people that we saw out there this past Wednesday, we'll see you out again at another Wednesday show.
This coming Wednesday.
Gosh, yeah. I hope we're all still alive in
what
a week.
What time is it at?
It's 9 o'clock.
That's a great question. 9 o'clock, Comedy Sports, which is right off the Belmont Red Line stop.
It's very convenient to get
Wednesday nights in June.
So come on out. Oh, it's free, by the way, if we haven't said that.
What?
With that being said, Mark, do you have our mailbag?
I do.
Whoa.
This letter comes to us from Robert Hughes from Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Oh,
I am from Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Hey, you're from Bolingbrook, Illinois,
yeah.
Keith.
Oh,
weird.
Welcome back, Robert.
Welcome back, Keith.
Yeah.
And Robert writes to us, hey guys, sometimes I have dreams. And when I'm dreaming, sometimes I dream about jobs. What are your guys' dream jobs that aren't improv?
Rim? Mm.
Oh, I know what mine would be.
Brian.
What's that, Brian?
Here we go.
I would love to be a sportscaster, specifically probably a baseball sportscaster, even though baseball isn't my favorite sport. Mm-hmm. Because baseball sportscasters, you know, they do like 162 games out of the year, unless like they're picked up on a national broadcast. So like probably 152. Let's say, games out of the year are broadcast by these guys. And they're like 3 hours apiece, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like it's you and your partner and you just talk for 3 hours. And there is a lot of time in baseball where like nothing goes on. So they talk about whatever, you know? And I just love that. Like Len and Bob on the Cubs will talk about music all the time. They talk about music. When Harry Carey, yeah, they love music. They actually have a band together.
That's awesome.
Bob plays guitar and Len, I believe, or no, Bob plays bass and Len sings, or attempts
the
to
shitty
sing.
Band.
Len would, as, well, they have other guys that play in the band,
it's just
Len
the bassist.
And
Bob.
Are they other baseball announcers?
No, because
really
other baseball announcers are usually out of town, so it's probably other people that work on the broadcast team, you know, the like producer or whatever.
That's really fun, if it is all like Cubs workers that are all in this separate band.
Yeah, they made a little band.
That kind of reminds me of all the guys at the office that start that shitty band.
Yeah.
Do they have like a Cubs name? Are they like the Billy Goats?
It's like Len and Bob Experience or something.
Len and Bob.
I would love to see. We should all go sometime. But anyway, I would love to be a baseball broadcaster because like I feel that people that watch a baseball broadcast really get connected to those broadcasters. You know, I mean they are guys that you invite into your home. Almost daily in the summer, and you learn a lot about them and their families and what they do. I feel close to those guys, and so I would like to be that for other people.
Would you take baseball over SportsCenter?
Ooh, it depends on what team.
If I say
I was doing like Red Sox, Yankees, Cubs, you know, like a team that is like I'd do baseball over SportsCenter if like it was a solid team. Like I wouldn't want to do it for like you know, the Marlins or the Devil right. Rays. Even though the Devil Rays are a good team, people don't care about the Devil Rays.
Who are the Devil Rays?
Well, oh, yeah, now they're called
the Devil Rays?
Well, now they're called the Rays.
Right. I'm sorry. I've heard of the Rays, not the Devil Rays.
They used to be the Devil Rays.
Would you take baseball over Steve wrestling? Irwin thing
would I take baseball over wrestling? Oh, that's tough.
Because
there's so many awesome things about being a wrestling announcer, and you'd probably be involved in making the matches.
Yeah. It's a lot of energy. Oh. But, you gotta have a lot of energy.
I could totally do it. I would love to do it. Yeah. And I would love to like let you know the bigger wrestlers pick on me like they do on Jonathan Coachman, who now works for SportsCenter.
That's the only reason I brought it up.
Jonathan Coachman, who went to SportsCenter.
Yep.
Yeah, I would totally love that.
They used to call him a popcorn fart.
Popcorn fart. Yeah, The Rock called Jonathan Coachman popcorn fart.
That's right. That's really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it was really funny. We have it on DVD.
What's that even mean?
It's just an insult.
Like, can you imagine?
You
like,
know
going
you
to
look
work?
Like a popcorn fart.
I'd be pissed.
But then,
did
like,
they say he looked like a popcorn fart?
Is that he was?
Or he is a popcorn fart?
But that's
sorry.
Like an arena of 30,000 people telling you you're a popcorn.
What is
popcorn
that?
Fart?
What does
popcorn
that mean?
It probably
matter,
smells
you know?
Nasty, like nasty, negative. Rotten, overcooked
so
popcorn.
So wait, like farts post popcorn? Or is it just
probably
okay? Because I was picturing like a fart that had the sonic appearance of popcorn.
It could be
like a
or popcorn that fart.
Sounds like popcorn.
Or just
and you know
that smell. You know the fart's done when they only come like 2 and 3 seconds apart.
You also rotate and fart in like 360 degrees. You fully rotate as it happens. Yeah. And that's a popcorn fart.
So
popcorn
Brian would fart. Be a popcorn fart. If
someone get on Urban Dictionary.
I would feel tough about doing wrestling because wrestling is such a dirty business. And I'd probably know too much. I like pretending that like it's all awesome and good. Like as I've said many times to you guys, not necessarily the podcast, like I like believing that The Undertaker is a man who has risen from the dead only to fight.
Yeah, what he's
he,
not.
Oh, he is.
And
he is of the Undertaker.
Like when he became the biker dude, like and started talking about his family, like, I don't care about your fucking family. You're a superhero.
Fuck
you're
you.
Not
you.
Real.
You should carry an urn.
Like Hogan Knows Best. Oh, God. I can't watch that fucking show because it's Hulk Hogan dealing with real life problems. I don't want to know about that.
But at least he does it like a character without real emotion or depth or anything. You know, he does have that benefit.
But, like, you can't Hulk up and then, like, leg drop credit card debt.
Yeah. I just love watching stuff like that. I want to pretend. I like to suspend my disbelief. And I guess it would be fun to broadcast for wrestling, but knowing that other side of the business would take away a lot of the fun for me. So I'd probably be more inclined to do like baseball or SportsCenter or something like that. I just think sports are so fun, and you know, anyone can relate to that. You don't have to be, you know, much of anything to understand sports.
Mm-hmm. I would totally watch you. It'd be very entertaining.
Well, thank you.
You would have your own little catchphrase. Do you know what it
got
would be?
You.
Got you.
I, you know,
be, whoa, that was amazing.
he'd say his name?
Yeah.
I do have one call.
It's my favorite thing ever.
It's really stupid. And it's like, let's say it's Tom Brady to Wes Welker. Okay, so
you've thought this out before.
Well, this is my sports center call. So, Patriots line up in an I formation with the Baltimore Ravens showing blitz. Tom Brady recognizes the blitz. Wes Welker in the slot snaps the ball. Tom Brady takes 3-step drop, fires Welker at the 30.
What?
All right. Well, Welker at the 30. What are your intentions with my daughter to have my way with her for 30 yards and a touchdown?
Yes.
Oh,
That is so confusing to the average human.
You know, the more Sports Center you watch, you'll realize how confusing it is.
It gets really silly.
It gets very silly.
Yeah, they are really silly on that.
And I would, it would probably be, what are your intentions with my daughter? To have my way with her for 3 points and the win. Or something like that. It would, something ridiculous.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'd probably get fired.
After, owned by Disney. Immediately after that.
Your
broadcast.
Dream. See, for some reason, I think your dream job, if it was like really your dream job, it'd be pretty much impossible to get fired. If it was like the job you were truly born to do.
Well, this is all our secondary.
There's
so,
dude, Marv Albert was born to be a broadcaster. That man is a broadcaster, but he got fucking fired.
He just loves freaky sex.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, now he's back. He's been back on the air for years now. But he was fired.
Bit a hooker.
Yeah. They're hookers, they're not people.
Hey, do you think the ShamWow guy got his dream job? He bit a hooker. No, a hooker bit him.
Yeah,
So the hooker had the dream job.
Yeah, I don't think a hooker is a dream job.
That's awesome.
Any job where you get to bite someone is a dream job.
No, you...
Maybe for you, Christopher.
Wait, when did the ShamWow hooker thing
come out?
Dude, get the net.
The story with the ShamWow guy. He looks like a real messed up dude. Apparently... He was out partying, and he got a hooker, and the hooker had a no-kissing rule. It's like, you're not allowed to kiss me. And so he kissed her when he wasn't supposed to, so she bit him, so he beat her up. And in his mugshot, you can totally see he's got someone bit him in the face. The hooker bit him in the face because he didn't play by the rules. And
he got the shit kicked out of him or something.
Well, they got into a tussle, if you will.
Good use of the word tussle, by the way.
Yeah. So, in conclusion, now that I've talked, I don't think there's any way that the ShamWow guy is living his dream job. I think
is he still in prison, or is he out of prison?
You know what? No, he has yet another infomercial with him came out pretty recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
He also now does a similar product to the Slap Chop. And
I love that.
And he does one other thing that I can't remember right now, but he's done an infomercial since he beat up a hooker.
So wait a minute, he's advertising a product that's a competitor to the Slap Chop when he was the man behind.
You know,
the
ShamWow was a competitor to the Super Sammy done that was by the Billy Mays himself.
Yeah. Billy Mays, that was his dream job, I'm sure.
Do you think that ShamWow was really his dream job, though? Or do you think
he's
doing it by...
He's just some, like, washed-up former drug addict.
Yeah, I don't take a look at that guy and think, like, this is what he wanted to be doing
for the rest
of his life.
No, there are... I watched... For a while, Billy Mays and another guy had this show called Pitchmen on Discovery Channel. And I, for whatever reason, got really involved. I watched it all the time. I probably saw every episode of Pitchman. Mostly because I found it showed the whole process from inventor to patent to product to presenting a product to Billy Mays and his staff to figuring out a price for the product to making the commercial to showing the commercial. It was like the entire process from idea to product. And it was so interesting on how they market it and stuff. And
they just hated him, right? They hated the ShamWow.
They hate this guy because he's a hack, and he's I think he's done some bad business.
He got popular because he was so bad. The ShamWow guy was an internet sensation because people said, look at this drugged up freak who probably beats up hookers. I can't believe he's a pitch man. It got circulated on the internet, and then he became huge.
And suddenly, everyone associated pitch man with beating up hookers, you know?
And that wasn't good for Billy Mays.
No, because he never beat up a hooker.
Well, that we know. He never got out to us.
Or his English counterpart. I don't know if he beat up hookers either.
Okay, so no one is chiming in with their dream job. So I'm going to say my dream job.
What's that, Chris?
Which isn't... It's kind of hard to describe. Basically, my job is just being like... cool guy, like professional cool guy.
This is going to need some explanation.
Okay. There are people.
Professional Fonz.
There are very rich people in our society who are paid to just be themselves and to just say and do whatever they want. Now, coincidentally, these are all people that I just fucking hate. The kind of people I'm talking about are your Paris Hiltons, you know?
Like you're talking about club kids, right?
No. Because I'm also talking about Rush Limbaugh. Okay. Rush Limbaugh gets paid millions upon millions of dollars to just be his fat, despicable douchebag self.
Yeah, but wait,
and say
Rush
whatever
Limbaugh
he wants.
Does a lot more than just, you know, be himself. Rush Limbaugh has a crafted show.
Oh, I mean, like,
it's not easy to do what Rush Limbaugh does.
Oh, no.
Is it any form of entertainment we can
Well,
do?
Something where I'm paid to do the things everybody loves about Chris. Just be, you know, Paris Hilton, she's you know, some hot,
so
slutty club chick.
You want to be famous for doing nothing, for being Chris Bowe.
For being a cool guy to hang out with. I'm very cool to hang out with.
I like hanging out with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I just can't.
I wouldn't
have
pay
you lump,
for it.
I just can't have you lump in someone like Rush Limbaugh.
No,
Rush Limbaugh does a show. Paris Hilton does nothing.
But in my mind, everyone, give me a chance. Give me a chance to say this.
Yeah.
She attends functions.
Paris Hilton. The reason why Paris Hilton makes all her millions is because people want to pay to go party with her and hang out.
She's already rich.
That's her job. That's what she devotes all her time and energy to, maintaining her image and going out and being quintessential party person.
That's what
Rush Limbaugh is paid for being his opinionated blowhard self. I'm not saying he doesn't work hard at it, but he's paid to be a reactionary, you know, fat guy who throws opinions.
But that's a radio show. Paris Hilton doesn't have a show.
You're completely missing the point.
In
my world, my ideal dream job, I would probably have to work hard. I would have to be extra Chris Bogue in some capacity.
Would you want a radio show though?
Yeah,
like
be
a
more
CNN
specific.
Show?
Do you want a show or do you want to
just, be around?
I don't know.
Do you want to be paid to like attend parties? Like,
I mean, like I'm good at Smash Brothers. Maybe people would pay me like $100 million a year to go to your house and play Smash Brothers.
I would never pay that. I'm just being paid. Chris, let me tell you why
Chris.
I would never pay for you to play Smash Brothers with me. Because I've played Smash Brothers with you, and you are a fucking dick. You are a huge asshole when I'm playing Smash Brothers with you.
See, but like a lot of people
why
say...
Why would I want you to beat the shit out of me?
I don't
time?
Know. Rush Limbaugh's kind of a dick. People love it when he does his shit.
It is actually interesting that you mention being paid a huge sum of money just to be Chris Bogue, just to do what you already do well in front of other people. Because I found out actually on NPR's Wait, Don't Tell Me today that Tony Robbins apparently actually does this kind of like in addition to his regular duties as a self-help whatever the fuck. If you like for the price of $1 million, Tony Robbins
will suck your dick.
Will suck your dick. He will.
Sorry, kids.
Tony Robbins, for $1 million, will give you...
I'm sorry, listeners. That was really stupid for us to say dick like that. That needs to be announced.
I did it for my mom started listening to the podcast.
Oh, good.
And she wants us to stop swearing, so I just told her I won't.
Anyway, Tins, I believe
For $1 million, Tony Robbins will give you his personal home phone number. And you can call him for 1 year anytime.
Oh, wow.
What?
And he will dispense advice to you personally.
I do that
for
$1 million.
Awesome. You only get 1 year?
Yeah, that is actually
Tony Robbins, man.
I mean, he's busy.
See, that's great though, and it's just banking off you know whatever it is you're able to do. And
he's already Tony Robbins. He's already. Dude. I'm sure he doesn't have to work another day in his life. No. Being Tony Robbins.
Chris, do you feel like you would feel bad for not really contributing to society as a whole if
That's
you only
question.
Got paid
you,
to play
you know,
Smash Brothers?
I say that now, but like it seems like once you're super filthy rich, that stops mattering and you kind of lose all your sense of caring. You know, like I
don't know, man.
When I play as like, you know, Kirby in Smash Brothers, it pisses people off, you know?
Oh,
it pisses people off.
No, just anybody.
But like and people
Kirby,
are like
you are not fair. You have no honor.
People that's untrue.
None.
I play
my
that
friend.
Game with the utmost honor.
I was dying and you hit me further down.
That's what Kirby does.
Yeah, he kicks people when they're down.
That's what Chris Bogue does. Yeah. You do that with every character and you make a point to learn how to do it with every character. That is a dick.
Yeah.
A dick is the guy who hits the guy to kill him before he dies 2 seconds later.
So he can have the most
section
fun.
Of the podcast is about. It's airing our Smash Brothers grievances.
I've told Chris this several times. This
Man,
ain't new information.
But sometimes people pick up the Chris moves and then they do them. When you can do them to someone else, it feels really good. When you can get paid to infuriate other people before where it used to make you mad.
It's like getting the shit kicked out of you daily by your sensei until you finally are able to do martial arts, kind of.
I like in that movie, Kung Fu Panda.
I like to akin it more to people are paying Chris Bogue to play professional baseball against like third graders. And he's just beating them. And
that
they're paying
like,
him money, so much money.
That sounds like a dream job to me. And I would work my ass off
Can you imagine getting paid like $1 million a year
and that's what
play,
they want you
to play,
do
yeah, like dodgeball against kindergarten.
Could you humiliate my daughter please? She's seven today.
That is a that's a dream
what
job.
Isn't that job just like private school gym teacher for like Beverly Hills or something?
That job goes
humiliating
to
them.
That job goes to some kid with a bowl haircut who hates
speaking of Rush Limbaugh and paying people to do things.
Oh.
Elton John just sang at Rush Limbaugh's wedding.
Yeah, what the fuck?
For $1 million.
Just to be fair,
he did say that all the money was going to his AIDS foundation, which is great. If
that's aiding
true.
His wallet.
What?
Yeah, unbelievable.
That's a great tax write-off, though. That does aid his wallet.
It just seems weird that Rush would ask Elton John to do
that. How would Elton John be so evil?
I don't know. I mean, I felt a little weird about it. I'm glad you brought that up, Scott. I read that, and I felt a little weird about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, then I thought, like, you know, in maybe it's a weird, like, conservative idea, and I'm not a particularly conservative fella, but it was like, oh, well, that's redistribution of wealth. Now that guy has $1 million. What he chooses to do with that buying power, you know, he could put that behind a cause that he wants, like
that.
AIDS
and that
or
I mean, that was kind of my argument for it.
Himself.
And then the other half of my brain went, yeah, but it's Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, and that too. And I was like, ah. Oh.
Like
what do
I
you
feel
do?
Like,
right, let's say you got. Well, what is your threshold?
I don't know. I mean,
like, what would you do $1 million? For?
Like, let's say I got paid by Rush Limbaugh for some reason wanted me to perform at his wedding for $1 million, and it would probably be the only time I'd ever be able to make that kind of money in the rest of my life. Okay,
dude, the only way you're getting $1 million to do that is if you're wearing a diaper and a bib. Would you do that if you're wearing a diaper and a bib?
That's the stipulations?
Yeah, well, that's for now. For now it is, until I change it in seconds.
Or what would I have to do? Just stand around or what?
You'd have to dance like a monkey. Would you do it for $1 million?
Man, I don't know.
And they throw peanuts at you.
See, here's the thing, too. As much as I despise the man, he probably throws a good party. He seems like a dick. Who just loves to throw money around.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he just throws money at everyone. And that's why the woman's, I mean, it's his fourth marriage. She's probably just some gold digger. He's got a lot of money. She wants money. You know, they'll get divorced eventually. I don't know if they did prenup.
Don't call out Rush's wife, man. That's mean.
Yeah, what did she do?
She hasn't done anything
wrong. Leave the wives out of it.
I mean,
oh, yeah, she's probably deeply in love with him.
You know what? If she's taking his money, more power to her. She's a good guy in that situation.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, and he probably doesn't care either. She's young and attractive. You know, he's old and rich. Like, that works out for everyone. I'm sure Elton John's probably having a great time. Are they getting married today? Is that when they were doing it? They're getting married soon.
They'd get married.
I think they got married.
Yeah,
I think that's why Elton John was there. I don't think he was hanging around waiting for it to happen.
And let's say she signs prenup or whatever, and she's got to go through like 10 years of marriage to get his money or whatever. She'll be in her early 40s when she gets divorced. It'll be fine. He'll still be stinking rich.
Hopefully, for Rush.
Yeah, hope.
Not me. I mean, I don't care either way.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I guess it all works out. I guess.
So you would be Rush Limbaugh is what you're saying.
Of Smash Brothers.
Of course.
Rush Limbaugh of Smash Brothers.
What if you, but what if you had to be Rush Limbaugh? What if you had to take his place and be as big of a dick and hate it as much as Rush Limbaugh?
You know, you get tons
for
of
all money. That fame and that fortune.
Yeah, I don't think I could do... I honestly believe he's, like, done a lot to destroy America. So probably not.
Yeah. He's that powerful, huh?
Well, I think he's done... I think he's ruined
it's
journalism.
Some people in America are just that stupid, Brian. And they'll believe what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. Just, it's just... He just pisses off...
This is me egging Chris on.
But why him? I don't think he's that powerful. He's just a radio dude.
Well, I think...
Fucking
okay,
morons
think,
listen to the radio,
I think
man.
Before... I think before Rush Limbaugh, there was a lot less of this, like, everything... Okay, now on the news we're going to cover the left side of it, and now we're going to cover the right side too. And I think it's done a lot of things sort of like evolution, where it's like, hey, this is what scientists believe, and it's like, hey, God did it all. Now, because of how the discourse has changed, so you got to cover the left equally, and
so
you got to cover the right equally.
You think Rush changed the discourse?
Yeah, I think Rush changed it. I think everybody...
Wow.
I think there's a lot of people...
I think a new generation of shock jockeys did that.
But yeah, I think they were all emulating Rush. I think they were all emulating Rush. And
what?
I think Fox News...
I don't have enough information
Fox
to
Fox News...
How do you not... No, they're not emulating Rush.
Oh, you don't think Glenn Beck and half the people on Fox News are just trying to outdo Rush?
Well, it's not just Rush. It's Howard... It's like fucking ManCow.
Rush led the conservative right fucking radio revolution, man.
Yeah, I believe that. I'm conservative, but I think they all were doing what was different. Cause
yeah,
they're
all showmen.
They're going extreme where no radio people were doing before. It was
yeah,
just
but just something about Rush. He can just piss off.
I think it's only
you.
I think you all
I
have
feel
this
like,
with Rush.
I feel like
no.
You need
I don't think it's just Chris.
A lot
of people don't like Rush.
Yeah, I think other people than me
dislike
Rush.
I don't like Rush. I don't hate him.
So two. There's two, Brian.
Nothing him.
Two people don't like Rush.
I don't like him.
Well, no, what I'm saying...
I don't
saying,
think anyone here can say that they
like
listening to Rush.
Than he is.
Mark.
So you would not be Rush Limbaugh.
No, I wouldn't. If I'm Luigi and I fuck you up real bad, you know, it's not going to influence
that
any lawmakers.
This is a Smash Board.
Okay, here's
Smash
a question. You just made me think of what my dream job might be.
Oh, sweet.
Would it be possible, let's say, like, my dream job is to be Mario? In Mario Bros.
You mean a fictional
you know what?
Character?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Forfeit your life?
I'm fine
with that. But you keep coming back. Just eat mushrooms.
That's
no,
so...
but you forfeit your life on this
yeah,
reality.
Like that's my existence. And like when they shut
and
the
you live
power
in,
off,
in
the... I don't,
the
I'm
Mushroom
out
Kingdom,
there.
Yeah.
It seems like it would be a tough life.
Yeah, Mario's got a
hard
life.
That's
yeah,
a lot
like,
of
well,
stress.
Even if you're not just him, but are you self-aware? Are you aware it's like I'm a video
okay.
game?
Okay, here...
Do you
think that you're just like a plumber who jumps on?
You
weird,
think, yeah.
I assume it's the latter. What Mark?
It's what Mark said, and yeah,
just living in that world, being Mario, and having to constantly save Princess Peach,
or to just hang out on your own planet shaped like your head all day
and fly
lounging.
Around through super space.
And then
it's up to him.
You wouldn't really have
time.
A lot of friends and family because I mean you have a
just
plumber
toads.
Friend and like a dinosaur friend.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's
nobody.
Really lonely.
What about his brother Luigi?
You have your brother. You have your brother
and his cousins
and there's
Wario
babies.
And Waluigi.
And every once in a while you and all your enemies get together and just play a board game, or just have a go kart,
yeah. or just race on go karts. Yeah,
plan, like cakes and stuff.
Yeah, dude, you
that
can
would be yeah.
Crazy
that's
world.
My dream job.
Sometimes you, sometimes you get to watch your dinosaur friend bake cookies.
That too, you get to play in the Olympics.
Ride dinosaurs.
Yeah, against Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah,
seems like a
thank
really
you.
Stressful, active life. Like you really are ready for the highest highs and the lowest lows.
But if I was Mario, I guess I could do it.
Yeah,
just keep coming back.
Fire powers,
you'd
man.
Be Scott as Mario.
Oh, I'd be horrible then. I'd be dead in 1-1.
Scott, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Now, you said that when the game turns off, you're not living, right?
Yeah, I guess.
It's like sleep, right?
Okay,
man.
So like
sure.
at the beginning of a level, usually there's like a party going on, and then they're celebrating, and then Peach gets kidnapped.
Right.
Would you live that party, or would you like wake up halfway and then realize,
oh,
halfway
through the party?
Yeah.
So, because we never do see the backstory of what Mario's doing in his off time between his quests.
Yeah, that's it. And you have
no
idea.
So you would only live during the quest.
How you got there.
He's a plumber.
I mean, oh, thanks, Keith. Sorry.
Duh, guys. He's a goddamn plumber.
I mean, actually, do you think he lives a boring existence the rest of the year? Because it seems... now nearly every Mario game.
Jesus Christ.
We've had like this podcast.
We talked
before.
About this already.
We had an entire podcast.
But have we talked
about Mario?
Yeah, I know we've talked about Mario. Have we discussed the fact that every game seems to take place starting on Peach's birthday? Because it does.
It's not always.
I baked you a cake, Mario.
Like the past
that
10
was
years.
That was a cake.
I baked you a cake, Mario.
It's
like,
it's yeah. always, it's I baked a, you a cake.
Yeah,
it's
but it's not
always.
A birthday party. You can just bake someone a cake because you like them.
Or because
you know,
you're kidnapped.
If you bake me a cake on a day that wasn't my birthday, I would be very thankful.
You
know
what, guys? I think you would be awfully suspicious.
If I think I'm gonna
that also is true.
If I think I'm going to get kidnapped, I'll bake you guys a cake. So that you know that there's something wrong.
That's like the sign.
Like,
so what's
my,
going on?
Something's up. If I catch wind, I'm about to be kidnapped. I'm going to bake you guys a cake.
So you can either bake us a cake normally, or you can make a cake anytime you want. But immediately, like as soon as you serve it to us, you have to say like, "Here, I made this for you." No, I'm not getting kidnapped. Not getting kidnapped. But here's a cake.
Yeah,
I'll do that. You rarely bake cakes, Keith.
I don't bake cakes.
Are you sure you'd be able to bake a cake the event that you would need?
We're talking like a three-tiered cake here.
No, I mean, I can bake a cake.
LP, do you remember that time you randomly baked me a cake, actually?
Yeah.
Like, about
you
a month
baked
ago?
You a cake?
Well,
were you trying to say something? This literally happened. LP literally baked me a cake for no reason. Well, not for me. For him.
Well, for the apartment.
For the apartment.
You
I had
monster.
Some.
What a demon.
Now I'm thinking maybe something was up, and I ate it, so I can't. I forfeit my right to be angry at whatever happened.
Cake leads into what I would do if I did something else, which would be cooking on TV.
That's right. You mentioned that you are on your own cooking show.
Gosh.
Well, I asked earlier, can we do anything? The dream second job be something that's not an It has to be something that's not entertainment, or. Just not what we...
It's not what you think you're going to be doing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm ever going to get to have that.
You don't know,
show.
Man.
But I don't think that's where I'm going to aim my efforts mostly.
That's fair.
I would love to do that, but really, it's got to be somebody finds out that famous Keith Habersberger also sort of wants to just host a food show and asks me to do it.
Right.
And then I'm in it. I'm in. Keith. If you ever see me famous, know that only 3 years will it take for me to be bacon.
Isn't there a show called The Next Food Network Star? You should audition
for
that show.
Yeah, but they don't want a star who just eats.
I think you have to have some cooking background.
Yeah, you have to have culinary training of some sort to even get accepted to the beginning layer of people.
Well, I know there's a guy named Dave Lieberman, and I think he's from the New York area, and he would have his own local TV show. It was just like cooking on a budget, and they noticed his show, and then he got a show on Food Network from that. So maybe you could start local.
I've thought about it. I don't know. You know, that really takes securing a kitchen you can film in, and there's a lot of filming that
What's wrong with filming in our kitchen?
No,
many things.
There's a lot of things. They take really good cameras because cameras got to make the food look sexy. Like that's all cameras do now.
We can fit a bunch of cameras in there. Whatever.
We can't afford sexy cameras.
This is okay. We're gonna take the chicken breasts over here. We're gonna wash them off real quick before we dice them up. Oh, step over the bag box. Oh, it's the box of bags in front of our dishwasher always.
That's right. There's a big box of bags for no reason.
I think people would relate to that because they're like, oh,
that's
my
like
apartment.
Me.
That's like my box.
I got a bag of boxes, man.
A bag of boxes. It's right different. Next
to I got that cookie poster.
I
got that same cookie poster for no reason.
So if you we're just gonna set the chicken right over here. Oh, hang on. I gotta move this cast iron skillet and this tea kettle and these two pizza trays.
These owl mugs.
You know what, my cast iron skillet
the one that
is
belong,
only a sign of... I'd be cooking with a cast iron skillet if I made a show, Tins. I wouldn't move it. It would be the main feature.
Always? Is every dish you make is going to involve a cast iron skillet?
The show would probably be called a Keith Iron Skillet.
For the most part, things I make are in that iron skillet. I'd say 80% of the food I make
You'd be
family.
Shoehorning yourself into that role, though.
But I'm Keith.
You're right.
Yeah, so, but what if the show goes
my
on?
Show.
What if the
That's
show
what
goes
I like
on?
To do.
What if it goes on for a couple years and you decide you want to do one without the cast iron skillet? Then you've totally just pigeonholed
no,
yourself.
No, a different
he,
show.
No, he can save that for
one will be cooking with cast iron and one will be cooking
if,
without.
If he really wanted to do that one great dish without a cast iron skillet, he could just do it on the April Fool's Day episode.
That's true.
Or the series finale, the last episode. You just, you blow everybody's mind.
Did you guys see that big twist at the end?
you know
what? He used a cupcake tin.
On the what? Series finale, they announced it led up to for weeks. Everything was going to be tied up in that last that recipe. It was going to be nuts.
That would be like if Paula Deen, for like her last episode ever, was like, I'm going to make something healthy. And it just blew everyone's mind. Like, you see what Paula Deen did?
Put that butter away.
She didn't even put one complete stick of butter in.
I like Paula Deen when she really likes something. Her eyes go cross-eyed. It's my favorite Paula
Deen. Are you kidding me?
No, for real. That's what she does.
Yeah, she totally does.
What a delightful, overweight Southern woman.
And there are many.
Paula Deen started out small. She started out with, like, brown bad lunches.
That sounded funny.
That was funny when you.
Kids.
Okay. Yeah, when I know she. There are a lot of self-made stars on the Food Network, and you know it's something I think I could feasibly do, but it's really more of a dream job where I think I can't wait for that opportunity, but I'm aware it might never come. So that's what I feel like a dream job sort of is.
I like that one. That's fun.
Or a concert musician, but I'm done.
The end.
See, my dream job is also something that I have to live with that it just will never happen ever. And that's to be a ninja / assassin.
Oh, good. I'm glad we're going this way.
Well, I always wanted to be a ninja, but I was like, that's not... what does a ninja do? Nothing. So I'd have to be an assassin for, like, the U.S. government. And I would work for, like, the CIA or FBI. Or whatever, and I would be that guy who goes and kills like world leaders.
Is this Kill Bill style?
It's like Bourne Identity style, where it's like a secret.
Well, but you're not a swords assassin.
Well, I mean, I guess if I were a part of the military, I would be able to choose my own like weaponry.
Wait, so LP, just to be clear,
yes,
your dream job is killing people who haven't done anything to you for money.
Pretty much.
All right, dude, just making sure.
Dude, I'll get behind that. And I'll even say this much. It was going to be my choice when I got the chance to talk, so now I have to think of a new one.
You can take concert musician.
No, I got three. The third one's real dumb.
So
I don't think that
wouldn't get to you, having to just kill people all the time?
Well, I assume in my dream job, it would be like I would get just a piece of paper... And it would just have a name on it, and it's like, you know, U.S. government. And then I would go out and just do the job.
That's
and
awesome.
And then I'd have to live with myself that way. But that's just like I guess the side stuff that I don't want to think about right now.
You get to travel the world and kill people.
It's the U.S. government. How have you been? Hey, you heard about them uppity guys in Iran? We've enclosed $40,000.
The thing is, you said you're Jason Bourne, so that means you're awesome. So even if any hammer would come down on you, you fucking ninja the way out.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess what we haven't talked about too is like, Scott, if you were Mario, you'd have to kill a lot of people too.
Yeah.
A lot of people would die.
Monsters, dude.
They're all monsters.
And he has no attachment because he's from another reality.
Yeah, I think after like the 100th dry bones that you shatter to pieces, you kind of stop caring.
You're just desensitized.
Throwing fire out of your fingers?
Those are sentient beings. Those are Koopas. They've got families.
They're
evil. Or Koopa skeletons.
Yeah. Which don't burn.
Those are the only two.
But I guess if that's your job,
or
your dream job,
and what about Boo? Boo's not a living being.
They're all trying. This is
you
all
can't kill Boo,
though.
Yeah, they are.
Unless
all
you have a
stone,
they're trying to kill him.
They are trying to kill you.
They're evil. They're
you could just not go. You could just say fuck it. The princess doesn't. You know.
No, but here's the thing. It's been off. You know that the economy's bad. You just gotta kind of hope a girl you know gets kidnapped, so you know you get a big paycheck.
Because then there's big coins in those blocks, so you get all the
coins,
and then you're rich.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Bowser's never going to kill her anyway. If he wanted to kill her, he'd have done
so many
it by
chances.
Now.
He loves her.
You think on Mario's off days, he still walks around the street looking for coin blocks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'm sure that would
I'm sure everyone would look for coin blocks.
Not everybody can punch.
He's just a vandal in the end. He's just breaking public property.
Property with presents inside.
Yeah, it's, I think
those aren't for him.
Okay,
those aren't for you.
It's just a bunch of presents in a box.
Just because there's a castle,
they're not doing anything.
It.
They're just sitting there.
Why
no
are there
one
presents
else is using
if you're
them.
Not supposed
so
to take them?
You just saw like a box with a question mark on it on the side of the street in Chicago.
Punch the shit out of it.
If it has a question mark, yeah.
If I saw that lying on the street, I'd punch it and see.
I was under
the assumption. I would fill all question mark boxes with bees just to fuck it up.
What about, it could be like a fake out box, you know, Mario Kart, when you lay the
they're upside down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, upside down. I might not notice it. I'd be so excited.
Can we make a question mark box
and
then
just
press
it? Only if I don't do it, because I know you're going to break it in like one scene. Or
no,
one.
I'm just going to put it in like on the corner in Chicago.
See if,
yeah. See if anyone
breaks it open.
Breaks it open.
Let's
you know,
use that.
Well, we can at least reward the person for their curiosity and get them like a plush mushroom or something. Or like 5 pounds of mushrooms. Like go to the store and get like a bunch of chopped portobello mushrooms or something. Put them all in a much bigger box.
Well, I think it's poison.
They would think that it's poison.
We should take our mic stand and hang it like about head height so that someone could feasibly go under it and jump.
We give it a nice,
and
a
then
nice
there's shower
tissue paper bottom so you can punch through
just
it.
Mushrooms.
Before you get showered in mushroom pieces.
Or bees. I still like your stuff.
I really
like
bees.
You would hear them buzzing.
Oh, and you'd want to punch
you'd
it.
You'd come running through and...
It's in a brick, man. You wouldn't hear shit.
If the bottom of it is tissue paper, you'd hear the bees.
They'd probably also be struggling to escape.
Yeah, I'd probably anger them before I put them in there. Because I want you to be pissed when you hit that.
I think just putting a bunch of bees in a box makes them pretty unhappy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Kosovo, you could be beekeeper. That could be your...
I don't want to be a beekeeper.
My friend's dad was a beekeeper.
Etymologist, you mean?
No, like
I know what I would be. I already have my backups, if that's the question.
What is your backup?
Well, I guess my real one, I'd like to be a fucking bass player in some badass band, rock band.
Why bass?
I really like the bass. I've always wanted to play the bass for all my entire life.
And you don't get all the attention that the guitarist gets.
I know. I think to be a really cool bass player is awesome.
Like Les Claypool?
Sure.
Or Flea?
Oh, exactly.
It's not too late to learn, dude.
I know. I always know. I'm just
learning
too lazy,
the saxophone.
Man. Listen, that's always the dream. The thing is, I learned to play the guitar instead because we had a guitar. My mom's like, just play the guitar. It's like the same thing. It's better. And so then I play that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool, but it's not
so
bass.
Easy for you to pick up bass.
Yeah, I bought a bass like 2 months back, and I didn't play bass until I got it. Now I play bass, kind of.
I don't know if I have the time or the stamina. I didn't have the time to even learn the guitar.
Yeah.
You're way better at music than most people.
I don't know. I think a lot of people can just pick up a bass, you know?
I don't know, man.
I'd say Tinge won that argument.
Everyone
can do it, just like old Tins.
I can see.
I guess you're right, Tins. We're all as great as you.
I think.
Good work.
My backup, which I didn't say, was Time Burglar.
No.
Well, because then I had Assassin. He took Assassin, and then I was like, want to be a Time Burglar. Like, because I wanted to be a time. At first, I was
like
because once he said Mario, I was like, okay, we're going into Wacky Town. So I want to be a time cop, and I was like, no, I want to be the guy who's robbing those people in through time,
like Bender. Though. Yeah, like Bender.
What era would you go to,
dude? I can go wherever I want; it doesn't matter.
But give me an example of a robbery.
Well, in time,
and
cop,
then I'll give you an example of how it fucks with the rest of humanity.
Dude, it doesn't matter. I'm like, between the time zones.
It,
I don't need this.
It reminds me of the thrilling adventures of Time Cat and Future Dog.
Yeah, it does. Does very not sure sound unlike Time
no,
Cat.
No, it's different in a way.
How's
because
that?
Because is Time Cat the bad guy?
Well, no,
well,
but
Time Cat's the good guy.
I think Time Cat just doesn't really care about his actions and how they will affect society, much like you clearly don't give a shit about the repercussions of your actions.
What's that one short story?
Dude, I'd live forever in time.
What's that one short story where someone moved something? Like
a Sound of Thunder.
Age?
Sound of Thunder.
Yeah, and language change.
Yeah, that would be Castelvi.
I'd be just... I would just
sound of thunder.
I only do a little. I mean, this is depending if you think that time, like, time changes. I might argue that it would break off and form a different timeline. Like
which
in...
you destroy once again when you... wait, are you saying that the original timeline still stays? Like,
yeah,
you're not
tearing
apart an entire reality.
I think that there's infinity amount of timelines that can either be formed or are. So if I were to change time, that would just create a different timeline over there, and I could just go through it. Think of it as a circle.
Like, over there.
And,
over there.
Okay, I can...
think of it as a circle, and as opposed to going outward from the circle,
so,
I'm going horizontal through the circle.
So say...
Try to keep up.
So say you go back in time and burgle King Tut's sarcophagus.
True.
In the reality you just came from, it's as if it was stolen?
It was just gone. So I just took it, and then
that would have consequences, Castelvi.
Yeah,
that would
go to that timeline. I would just go to a different
this
timeline.
This line's over there, Chris. This one's over there. So it's fine. This one's over here, and one's over there.
Time as a circle helps allow him to get away with it.
Time as a circle makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It can't be a circle. A circle, like,
huh?
What? It can't be a circle.
No,
wow.
No, Keith, time is like a circle in that Castelvi can go through that circle, steal a piece of it, and then ruin the circle's future without a care in the world.
Well, the main thing is, if I was a time burglar, there'd have to be time cops to be after me.
Yep.
That's a fact. I'm sorry, that's a fact.
What if
so they'd be trying to clean up.
What if,
even if I was damaging the time stream... they would just clean it up.
So it'd be like the Men in Black.
What if LP was hired to assassinate you?
Yeah, what if I
would love that. I've always maintained that one day me and LP will just kill each other in a glorious battle that could be seen from space.
That ties in almost exactly to what I always wanted to be as a kid.
What's
that? Which was an astronaut.
Nice, Mark.
Absolutely. A test pilot.
Nice tie-in.
I wanted to be a test pilot. Because like, I have bad eyesight, so I can't even drive a car. So for me, like, if I had good eyes, I would just find the fastest things and then drive them faster. So, like, I'd just, like, get in planes and do things that would kill me. And then I would, use that to, parlay my way into NASA.
So you're talking about, like, getting blasted into orbit.
Yeah,
and
something.
Just fucking riding the Earth's orbit.
And then, whenever they come out with something new, fucking flying that thing.
Mark, is it just the just flying? Or is it...
Well, no, I'd want to go to space because it'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Would you go to the moon?
I would...
Would you go to the moon?
Would you go to the moon?
Is the moon where you would go?
Fuck no. People have already been there.
Where'd you go?
There's nowhere else to go.
I'd do Mars. I mean, I'd do Mars.
Would you go to Mars?
Would you go to the Mars?
Although, Castelvi totally stole it, because the other thing I've
time
always...
Time burglar? What?
No, not quite. I've always... My more realistic dream that I can achieve with my eyesight, although it is still made more difficult, is an art thief.
Wow. Nice.
I always
art
want...
Thief.
I spotted today.
That is 100%. Highly illegal.
Yeah. No, like, but I do it in, like, smooth ways, like Thomas Crown Affair style.
Yeah, I guess. We're going down that... I have to accept that you're a successful art thief in this reality.
Yeah, like, I'd be awesome at it.
And so there's no way for you to get stopped.
Yeah, like, I'd have to be, like, 4 steps ahead of some, like, really smart detective, though.
Nice. You're always. They're always 1 step behind.
Yeah,
you.
Like because they have to know. Like after 4 or 5, there's not that many places you can sell like a Monet.
You couldn't be friends with us, Mark.
Part of what I love about this scenario is that there could be a movie or a situation where a movie is made based on Mark, where Pierce Brosnan plays Mark.
You mean like if there's a movie about what's happening right now with us people?
Well,
and then
we're all
different actors, like people
play. I just would love to see Pierce Brosnan play Mark the art thief.
Like, it's the story of Mark Musinski, but I assume we would all be in this film.
I would be played by...
This is how the movie starts.
I would be Paris Hilton.
You're going to be Paris Hilton?
She would just beat everyone at video games and piss them off. That would be her character.
I just want to see Pierce Brosnan make a pizza for one. Make a Jack's pizza for one.
I have
looks
thought...
Looks like it's just me and the queen tonight.
I've thought for the past 45 minutes about a dream job, and I think I finally came up with one. Hear me out.
All right.
You know how, like, Bill Nye will come on television once in a while? I don't know if he still does anything, like, terribly actively, but he's, like, a TV scientist. So,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah, he shows up on, like, CNN.
Yeah, like, I've seen him on Rachel Maddow and stuff before.
He makes science fun still.
Yeah.
He's a science guy.
I think that, like, that would be probably a dream job for me, is just to be that awesome guy on TV that knows a lot of science.
Dan's the awesome guy on TV that knows a lot of science!
No, I thought of my name already, because it was funny up in my noggin. My TV personality name is going to be Sergeant Science.
Why are you in the military?
You could get that. You could pitch that show right now and someone would pick it up, so Tins.
Would you want to be... But see, would you want to be... Because when I think Bill Nye, the science guy,
yeah.
I don't necessarily think like very complicated science. Would you rather be as famous for like Stephen Hawking or that Asian dude with the long white hair?
Good question.
Oh, like if I want to...
What kind of science personality do you want?
You know what? I don't know if I'm necessarily as interested in like the highly complex modern physics as I am in just taking more accessible physics and making it cool to the rest of the world, you know, like when and Bill Nye, who is, I think he's fairly knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's very.
When they had that thing about the blobs of ocean mucus like invading the oceans and becoming like kind of a threat to marine life, he was the guy that Maddow chose to talk about it. So like,
yeah, I'm not assuming that he's not as intelligent as those people. I'm saying he's chosen to present himself is only doing practical science with like things you can do at home.
I always thought he
doesn't credit himself as being like a super genius.
I always thought he was just a comedian.
You're right.
I thought Bill Nye was just a comedian who dabbled in science.
Would you rather be a genius?
Bill Nye? No way.
Not saying anything about your current intelligence.
Being
a
genius would be pretty cool. Like the world knows me as
You're known as the genius.
Wait,
like Albert Einstein. You're Albert Einstein.
Smartest man.
Except you, instead of doing science, you appear.
And you're not
CNN.
In a wheelchair, so you got one up, man. If Hawking wasn't in a wheelchair.
Take that, Stephen Hawking.
I think he'd be doing a lot more stuff. I'm just saying.
He'd still be thinking the same amount.
Yeah, but he'd be cooler. You'd be like mobile. You'd be like a mobile Stephen Hawking.
I'm choosing to stay indifferent in this portion of the conversation.
This is the sort of shit I'm getting off this planet for.
And Sergeant Science would report
on
the space shuttle carrying astronaut Mark Musinski off of this rock.
And as a side note, what a better cover for stealing art than being a national hero in our space program.
You know, Sergeant Science, I wish you would just be Colonel Tins, since that's a name you already have.
I love Colonel
Tins. That's right,
Tins.
I do already have the persona of Colonel Tins. That's
Colonel Tins for my band.
Yeah, when BWO hosts his own late night talk show, I'm going to be his band leader.
Colonel Tins.
Yeah.
Going to wear the outfit and everything.
It's like Professor Randy from...
would you be a Navy?
From Bozo's Circus.
What military would you be, a colonel in?
No, I'm
Colonel of Music,
internal Tins?
You said you would be wearing the outfit. What outfit? Would you be
Navy
outfit?
You
don't remember Professor Andy from Bozo Circus? It was like a red, like, bandleer outfit.
I do remember that.
The fluffy things on the shoulders.
Yeah, you know, like a colonel.
More like highly decorated outfit. And he was like... The professor. And then they also had Doc Severinsen, and he was... Was it Severinsen?
For the
Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Yes. Without a doubt.
He was like Doctor of Music, you know?
The music doctor.
Now you're a colonel.
By the way, I thought this out, too. You know why my outfit for Sergeant Science isn't going to be complicated?
Why?
Because I'm just going to wear a suit. And I'm, in fact, the name is the only thing that's ever going to have to do with me with the military, as far as my persona.
So you're a colonel, but in this, like, office?
No, as Sergeant Science.
Oh, as Sergeant.
Yeah, I will never talk about the military. I will never dress up as the military. That's just going to be, like, my stage name, and that's accepted.
You'll be a big disappointment.
Sorry, people who want to learn science. Do you want to learn
He's
about
the smartest
universal
man
gravitation
in the world.
Or not? He Shut up and listen.
I want to know why you're calling yourself a sergeant.
He's so mobile.
Look at him move.
We've already found out that Stephen Hawking doesn't listen.
Speaking of being mobile and science and the Earth.
Go on.
All those I was thinking about my interests, and I think one of my dream jobs would be a photographer for like National Geographic. And you just get to travel to these exotic locations and kind of be an adventurer of sorts and, you know, go deep underwater, climb crazy mountains.
God,
In a way.
I feel
in a way, aren't we all Indiana Jones?
I feel so sorry for people in your dream profession then. As soon as Castelvi steals a pterodactyl egg and completely destroys all the cultures and societies that you're snapping photos of.
No, because her time lab would stay the folk. It was
it's in a different circle. Except that pterodactyl egg would be gone. That would change things.
So I'm about to get a really great photo, and then somewhere else in time, Castelvi steals whatever I'm taking a picture of.
Oh, man. Just missed it.
My time burgling would not affect the present. It would only affect the future of the time that I just now changed.
So you would just leave him, like Tin said, without a care in the world.
Well, I would leave that timeline without a fucking pterodactyl egg, yeah. But our timeline would be the same.
Yeah, the new timeline that you get to be a part of.
That's right. But your present time, I wouldn't fuck with anyone's present here on this planet. And even if I was, I'm a time burglar. I
don't know if you quite understand what you are going to do here.
No, I actually can
and most, it's like so many lines. It's infinite.
I came up with the correct way, I think, to draw out what you're saying in timelines.
Sweet.
I'm going to draw it out, and I'll make that as a post on Octavarius to show what I actually think a way that what you're saying could work.
I can't wait
for that later.
For the jumbled pile of squiggly lines this is going to look like.
It's not. It makes a lot of sense.
Now, Lisa, I would be scared of going in these caves. Like, I saw
Planet Earth caves.
Oh. Where they get so deep into these caves that are so, you know, dangerous.
Poisonous.
What if they're, you know, they go into, like, these, you know, 4 foot wide gaps.
There's creatures without eyes.
I would be so afraid.
Well, yeah,
you wouldn't be scared.
I mean, I think that's part of the thrill of it is you're just constantly, you know, this fear of death, and you have to go through these tiny crevices and.
I totally identify with that
things.
As a test pilot.
And you two, so you two would face death no matter what.
I think it'd be worth it for these awesome pictures.
That's so noble.
Gosh, you know, while you're taking those pictures, if you ever took a picture that was really alarming, it just might make your eyes pop. And you know what makes me pop? Nothing makes me pop quite like pop chips. The chips that pop like popcorn but are made of potatoes. They're delicious. Eat them. Pop chips.
Pop chips, everybody. Catch them in they had stores. Catch them in stores.
Great. I can't go to stores. I have more than $10,000.
Wait, don't even let you in.
You still got it, Brian.
Does anyone know a place where I could go to possibly be able to go to stores?
No, but you probably do. Oh, Mark.
Robot City on Sheffield.
That would not help me.
That would help me for robot needs only. Oh.
You're thinking of Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. If you have over $10,000 of debt or more, Legal Helpers Debt Resolution can negotiate down that debt.
They'll pop your chips.
They'll pop them good. That's 866-963-2354. Tell them Octavarius sent you.
Estelvia, I'm terrible with the telephone. I don't know how to use it.
But are you good with the internets?
I am the best with the internets. How can you help me?
LegalHelpersDR.com. That's www.LegalHelpersD as in Doctor, R as in Robert.com.
I'll be logging in tonight.
That's great. You're okay. I was going to say something, I stopped.
Glad we get to end on that. We are just about out of time, everybody. So thank you again for listening. I know so much more about you guys now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot through this podcast.
Yeah. What a fun 20 episodes.
Mark and Lisa are so death-defying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Not the assassin, though.
No.
He's really good.
LP, I feel, would be too skilled to even really be in serious danger.
Yeah. Unless I was fighting Kasabi.
Well, yeah, but that would be an alternate reality, and, you know, the circle of time would crumble as we know it.
All right, everybody, thanks for sticking with us for 20 episodes. Hopefully we'll be around for a bunch more. This has been Octavarius. Have 8 days and a wicked week.
Oh, man, Scott's getting married soon.
Woo!
This is that week. This is that week.
Happy wedding to you. Happy wedding to you. Happy wedding.